Today's segment of the McGirt Show Global Radio is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating over 18 years of A-plus rated consumer satisfaction and service by the Better Business Bureau. Check them out today if you need your credit restored, rebuilt, or renewed. You can see them at youtube.com/TheMcGirt. Their number is 910-813-8525, or their email is crestservices@outlook.com. And they're also on facebook.com/groups/HG Law under the Credit Repair Education Service Consumer Advocacy Program. If you need your credit rebuilt or restored, give them a call today, 910-813-8525. You'll be glad you did, dealing with a business that's rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
Also, hi, this is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show Global Media on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt, /YouTube.com/TheMcGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, LinkedIn, Bobby Dan McGirt, Clubhouse, The McGirt Show. We are so happy to have with us today two awesome guests all the way from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Brother Alfred Payne, CEO and President of North Carolina Limo Group of Fayetteville, and Brother Charles Peoples of North Carolina Limo Group of Fayetteville, North Carolina. We welcome you both to the McGirt Show, and we are so happy that you guys stopped out of your schedule to be with us today. Kind of share with us a little bit about who you each you are, where you were born and raised and all that good stuff, and then we'll go into it from there.
So my name is Alfred Payne. I'm the CEO and President of North Carolina Limousine Group. I was born and raised in Queens, New York. I've been in the limousine industry now for 22 years and was the first long-term employment that I was able to obtain out of high school, and it's kind of just been one of those things that's lasted out through the years. It was an industry that you might call bulletproof. It lived through 9/11, through the recession, pretty much every situation that you could think of, the limousine industry stood strong. And even during COVID, for those of us that were fortunate enough to be able to last, we're still here.
That's right. That's right. It lasted through COVID and all that stuff. Okay, we got Brother Charles Peeble of North Carolina Group of Faith of North Carolina. Kind of tell us about yourself or introduce yourself to the listeners.
All right, I just want to thank you for having us here on the show.
Pleasure.
My name is Charles Peoples II. Originally, I was born from Fort Riley, Kansas. Throughout my life, I have lived at many different places. I've been lived in Germany. I've also lived here in North Carolina. Being here, working in North Carolina, I have serviced a few hospitals, doing a lot of not EMT, but more so external transport from different facilities. At one point in time, I thought it was time for a career change. As my last name implies, Peoples, I enjoy working with people. I enjoy helping them get through different aspects of life. When I came across the NC Limo Group, I felt like this was a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to expand my horizons into more of something that would be a greater opportunity than myself. And since then, being employed with Mr. Payne, I haven't seen any other options out there that could give me what I have here. I'm grateful for the opportunity to work with him and work with many different clients all across the world.
You gotta introduce yourself to the
listeners.
You're doing good.
But basically, I've served in the military. As I mentioned, I worked at the hospital. Now I'm currently working for NC Limo Group.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm going to start with you this time, Brother Charles, since I started with Brother Alan Payne first. So we'll rotate back and forth so that way it'll be a fair, equal start. inspire you to do what you currently do, career-wise or job, et cetera?
Well, basically, growing up, you know, as a teenager, you know, I've worked in different fields of opportunity where I've worked in the service field, you know, worked with helping. Basically, you know, even with, it even showed with a lot of my friends and friendship, I always took care of my friends and wanted to see other people excel and be exactly where I was at. Over time, I've learned a lot to be where I've gotten to today. As far as mental development, and to be honest with you, it's really kind of hard to start to really say where I've got to. I've had so many different influences. But what I can say is that it all really started for me with the very few friends that I had that I can still count today. They had a great influence on me growing up. And throughout the course of my life,
I'll tell you what I do, I'll call it to Mr. Payne, then we'll come back and pick you back up on that one. Give you a little more time. Mr. Payne, what or who would you say inspired you to do what you are currently doing, career-wise, job-wise, or all of the above?
Well, the story comes along with that. I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
18 years old, young and dumb. Didn't really know where my life was going. Originally, my plan was professional football. I got injured my senior year of high school and tore my ACL and lost about 98% of my scholarships at that point, which forced me to really take a look at my life and choose a different path. In that moment, spirituality was still important to me, and I was seeking guidance. I was in church one evening, and I left the service to go outside for a moment to grab a bite to eat. As I was walking back towards the church, there was a young woman who was stuck in the snow trying to get into her car. She locked her keys inside. She asked for help. It took about a minute and a half, and I helped her get into her car to retrieve her keys. Literally about 90 seconds for me to help break into the car. She said, thank you. I said, no problem. And I went to go back into the church. Church was exiting at that time, and her husband came in, who happened to be the reverend that was preaching that evening. And he said, you know, thank you for helping my wife get into the car. But I got to be honest with you, that was too fast. I'm a little concerned about what you're doing with yourself. What are you doing? And at that moment, I told him, I'm not really doing anything at the moment. I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, meet me here tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. The next morning, I met him, and I walked into what would be my life's business. I walked into a limousine company, CLS Transportation, Brooklyn, New York. That day, I sat in the business for about 12 hours waiting for the boss to come. He didn't come in that day. But, you know, the reverend said to me, his name's Joe Brickhouse. He said, come back tomorrow morning. It'll be in tomorrow. I came back the next morning at 6 a.m. About 3 hours later, the boss came in, called me upstairs. He said, Joe said to hire him. Come back downstairs. And that was the beginning of where we are today. Joe Brickhouse, the Reverend Dr. Joseph Brickhouse III, actually, pastor in Brooklyn of a church on 375 Drew Avenue. He said, I'm going to teach you everything I know. And he did. Over the years that we worked together, he taught me everything that he knew about the limousine business. And to this day, he is still my mentor. those years at CLS Transportation, I was able to transform that into the business that I operate today. All of those lessons over my 12 years with that company have allowed me to be operational for the last 10 here in North Carolina, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, and Los Angeles.
Wow. That's awesome. Now I'm going to let Mr. Peoples pick up where we left off when we were talking about who would you credit give a homage to that inspired you to do what you're doing now, career-wise or overall?
Well, I'll have to say that for me, it's been an experience of having different mentors throughout all my life. I can't really just credit one person. It would have to be a lot of people because at different points where I have worked and I have been in, you know, different turning points in my life, I've always had really good mentors to see me along the way. And that goes from, you know, from starting off as, you know, bagging groceries when I'm 16 to joining the military. From there, you know, I worked at a federal prison for a while. And then I also worked at a place called Tardo Challenge for two classes, where also I helped mentor different cadets and so forth. Even then, I had a really good mentor in my walk with the company at that time. From there, you know, I worked at the hospital for almost 6 years. I had great knowledgeable people all the way around me. So I learned a lot from each and every individual person. But as far as a mentor, I can say throughout all of them, I've had several, but one who really stands out to me, is a gentleman that used to work with me at Tar Heel Challenge, and his name is Mr. West. Believe it or not, working at that program, seeing a lot of what he did and how he interacted with the children and keeping that positive influence, getting them through the program, you know, it's something that I saw, you know, that I've taken qualities of and have incorporated with myself, especially, you know, growing up as one in life is trying to find who they are, their purpose, and so forth. You begin to see yourself doing different things, especially when God puts you in positions to where you function, and he's going to show you your talents, or you're going to see your talents through somebody else doing it, knowing that's where you need to be. So, you know, after running through a lot of these situations, coming from there into where I am today has prepared me on many different levels, for meeting different people in different walks of life, and through the fellowship within the company that we have here. I mean, I can't stress enough how very thankful I am for having such, you know, a boss, and on top of that, a good friend. Those things matter. They make a very wonderful work environment. They also, especially when you have a very positive background and influence that goes along with it. All of those recipes help make a great success.
So true.
In whatever you're doing in your life. And for a lot of these reasons, coming to the business where I am today with the NC Limo Group, I felt like I've got the right seasoning. He's put me into the oven to see what would come out. He put me in the oven to see what would come out. And I like to believe it's been a very good process for both me and him, and the food came out just fine.
That's right.
That's it.
He was a baker.
That's it.
That's right. Right temperature, right everything.
That's it.
That is awesome. I'm going to throw this question to you, Mr. Payne, first. We always have a thing here on the McGurk Show, where we ask all our guests, what do you feel, and I know you have, all of us have more than one, but what would you feel be your lemon to lemonade moment that was, it came in your life to discourage you, stop you, block you, or destroy you, but you didn't let it do that. You turned that lemon into lemonade. What would it be? If you could name one. I know there's many, but that one time that you turned that lemon of life into lemonade for you.
For me, that major moment would be February 22nd, 2012. I was with the limousine company that I've been with, that I started with, and we came to a point where I was earning more than they were willing to pay. I was at the top of my salary. I've been in every position in the company at that point. And for me, I guess unknowingly, I was at a point where I plateaued. There was no more growth for me then. And I think they saw a moment where they could get others to do the job that I was doing for significantly less. We just lost a large account, and in that moment, they started making cuts. I was laid off, and I just got a new apartment in New Jersey. At a salary, the salary that I was at was able to afford that apartment easily, but unemployment could not do the same. And it put me in a position to where I had to make a change that would allow me to earn enough to continue to support my family in the way that we were used to. And that was the determination that started this company. In that moment, I found the strength together a long-lasting relationship in that industry from basically the leftovers of what was before. In that moment, I leveraged those relationships from the people that I met over the 12 years that I was there. I took my unemployment check and went out and bought a Lincoln Town Car. The next day, with that Lincoln Town Car, I then bought dispatch software. And my brother says to me, let's start a company. I said, great, let's start a company. After I made those purchases, he looked at me and he goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, living the dream. He's like, all right, let's do it then. And here we are 10 years later. Took that loss of losing my job and built a legacy.
All right. Turn that lemonade into lemonade.
Not only for myself, but for anyone that I've been able to come across that was willing to share a drink with me.
That's right.
I've been fortunate enough to meet people in this line of work that, as Brother Charles has said, not only have become great colleagues, but great friends. I think it might have taken me 5 minutes to realize that Charles was a great fit.
Brother Charles, it's your turn. What was that lemonade moment? Even though it came in your life with it had a negative goal, but you turned that lemon of life into lemonade and you build off of it. You're probably still building off of it.
Well, for me, I'll have to go back to around November of last year. Me and my family had, you know, we were getting into genealogy and we were kind of discovering ourselves and who we are and where we were coming from, which really started with my son who had a class project, basically. And I didn't have a lot of information during that time because, you know, as most families, a lot of them would take a lot of things to the grave and so forth. And we've had a lot of people who have already passed. So, you know, when you're growing up, you don't really tend to care about a lot of those things because you're in the moment, you're having fun, you're enjoying yourself. I felt like I needed to leave some type of legacy behind for my family. From there, going to South Africa, where I was actually able to reunite on my mother's side with the Baharushi tribe. And it was the Bafokeng Kingdom in Dithikang, which is in southern, well, northern Cape, but right below Botswana. I got a chance to reconnect with them, and we had such a very warm welcome. And from then, a lot of my mindset and meeting with the people, and, you know, I took them home with me when I came back. It's never really been the same since then. You know, from coming back and then going back to work, and around April, I ended up losing my job. And during that point in time, as a father and continuously building upon myself, I felt like it was really rough, and I didn't know what to do, where to go. You know, I prayed, I kept, you know, speaking with God, and I was asking, like, what am I going to do next? You know, you're going to do what you can as a father, and you're going to continue to press on. So I continued to do so for a few months. During that time, he definitely sustained us. And I was able to actually take up a few courses on learning about life insurance. So then I started to learn that while I was waiting for my next destination. And I felt it being done. So he told me, you know, I got something for you, but you got to be patient. And you need to be obedient. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's coming to you. And I kept feeling this. I even had dreams about it. I told my wife. I jumped on, online, was searching and searching. And one day, I actually came across NCLMO Group. When I came across that, I stopped right there. I said, something told me that this was the one. This was it right here. I said, I'm going to try it. Pray about it. I said, we've got to leave it in his hands. And, you know, my wife's like, okay, you know, this is what you want to do. I said, something's different about this. So it wasn't about almost 2 weeks later, he called me in. We decided to sit down and meet, asked me a couple of questions. I kept looking at him. And he looked so familiar, and I was like, you know, why am I seeing this person? Where have I seen this person before? It was a wonderful school because I realized when I had worked at the hospital, this was a patient that I had helped, you know, assist to where he was going through the hospital. And it blew my mind from there. We hit it off from day one. And from there, you know, in the beginning I was a little nervous, you know, working with, you know, in the industry, and because this was a new venue for me. You know, from military to federal correction to working with, you know, adolescent to working in the hospital. I mean, it's been feel like a jack of all trades. But it's very hard to say sometimes where you've actually felt like you've been truly home. Since I've been working with him from late August, early September, that's all I felt. I felt like, you know, I can come to him and over a lot of things, and I've been very gracious. But most importantly, I'm going to tell you, I thank God that I was able to have him. Because not knowing what you're going to do, to being able to work in a field that you're familiar with as far as hospitality, but at the same time, enjoy doing what you're doing, not a lot of people can say that. Even though, you know, people, we have aspiring dreams and stuff, you get a job, might not be the job you want at the top, so you keep moving up, you keep stepping up, you keep going through those steps and stuff. You go to college, you get debt, you know, you come out, you don't have that job you want right away. There's always things that you have to fall back on. It's not the education that fall back on your hands. Mm-hmm. But I'll say that, for me, the biggest aha moment would being able to come into this field where I am at and utilize the skills that I've been able to take with me throughout the years, from the many different mentors to a very wonderful gentleman that I'm working with today, and being able to say that I love what I do. And this is something that I plan to help expand with and see the company grow as well.
Mr. Payne, I want to give this to you first, and then we'll pick it up with Mr. Charles Peebles. What is on your celebration of life bucket list for future goals at this point?
For me, future goals is I want to be able to build this company to the level that it's able to run without my everyday attention, so that I can focus on developing my children to take it over. My daughter especially, she has an amazing knack for being around people. She's always been a social butterfly, and her ability to run into every room that she walks in makes her a prime candidate for what this company will need moving forward. I'm not that old at 41 years old, but I'm still of the old school generation mentality, where some of the new age technology and platforms, they're not for me. But for a person like her, she'll walk right into it on every moment. And that's the direction that this company will be going in as we move forward towards the future, being able to provide concierge-type services, not only for transportation, but for security, for everyday living, air travel, ground travel, sea travel. I want to bring this company to a point to where we encompass all of those things with her at the helm. That's my goal.
All right, Brother Charles Peebles, your turn. Same question, what's on your bucket list for future goals?
Well, future goals, you know, throughout your life, you know, they tend to change from time to time, as everybody has experienced. Where once you see yourself doing one thing, you end up going into other different venues. And it's strange how life takes you around those different venues. And you find yourself in places that you least expect, some for the good, some for the bad. But I will tell you that in this case, finding myself where I'm at today, I really can honestly say that working in this field, there's a lot that comes with this. It's not just, you know, driving and you see another face, you become an extension of that person when you're working with that client. And especially getting them from point A to point B, you want them to make sure that they get the best of everything that you have to give them all the way around. And you have to constantly remember that, which also helps you remember why you're here. What I would like to see is continuously, as he said, this business grow. This is a field for me that I plan on staying in for a very long time. If I can do whatever I can to use skills that I have to help make the business grow, then I'm here for it. I don't want to say for the faint of heart, but however, it is a particular lifestyle that calls for a form of chivalry, so to speak. Because, in all essence, if your heart is not prepared to being able to offer your service, your help, your thoughts, wisdom, knowledge, and all of this is incorporated into that, and it's a part of honing that skill, and this actually helps you do that, and you begin to find yourself in a different life than you least expect. So for me, this has helped me for my betterment as well, and has expanded onto the company. Just being able to see his feet grow from where it was and hearing a lot of the story from him when I first came on, I was really amazed to see the feet grow to the evergreen that it has. And what I mean, it's been an evergreen from here on out. You know, evergreens don't change. It's evergreen. It's always the same color. So the consistency of what we give people as far as their experience is all the way through and through.
That's right. So true. This is a question I often ask my guests on the McGurk Show, and I start with Mr. Banks, as Mr. Peoples has finished that question. If you could reverse time and go back and ask the younger Mr. Payne a question, what would it be?
The question I would ask the younger me is, are you really happy? Because here, year 2022, approaching 2023, I sometimes wonder, although I was content, was I ever really happy with the decisions that I was making? I made a lot of decisions for the betterment of others, and I don't regret that because I've always been a person that wants to see others grow. I always want to see others win. At some point in your life, to be able to assist others in growing and assist others in their happiness, you have to be happy with yourself. And I'm not sure that I was. I am now.
That's good. That's a good one. All right, Mr. Peebles, I will carry it over to you. If you had a chance to reverse time and go back and ask the younger Mr. Peebles a question, what would it be?
You know, that's a really good question. Being able to go back and sit down myself and just ask that one question, It would probably have to be along the lines of...
Today's segment of the McGurk Show Global Media was sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services. Restoring and rebuilding people's credit for over 18 years. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Consumer Service and Advocacy. You can call them at 910-813-8525. Or you can email them at crestservices@outlook.com and visit their YouTube page, youtube.com/TheMcGurk, and they're on Facebook at Crest Services Consumer Advocacy Program or Credit Repair Education Services. You'll be glad you did. And again, thank you each, all of our listeners, for listening to The McGurk Show. You can email us or join us in our chat room at The McGurk Show. at outlook.com. Thank you and have a great day.